Greetings, friends. Welcome to the Pin Tool Podcast. My name is Al Wayman, owner of Creek Road Pottery in Lacyville, Pennsylvania, next to the cold Tuscarora Creek. Pull up a chair around the wheel as we discuss topics concerning the art and craft of pottery, good books, storytelling, marketing, and creating work that matters for folks who care. Greetings, friends. Welcome to the Pin Tool Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 8. And right now it's 6 in the morning, and I am in the pottery shed physically packing for a show. And I put out this podcast a little bit late. I usually put it out early Sunday morning, but I kind of wanted to hold off because this segment is going to be about customer relationships in the business model canvas study that we're going through. And so I kind of wanted to get some views and take you with me on a show that actually is about customer relationships and how different people react to their customers and what that might be. So just to give a pottery update real quick, it's been cold here, and the Tuscarora Creek is running a bit cold and a bit high. We had all week, it was just raining, and I got nailed for overtime at the paper factory. So I have been late with the show and getting things fired out. I had to do a day of overtime, which cut into a firing day that I had planned. So I had to stay up late. I got done glazing at 2 a.m. The other morning, and then got up at 5 a.m. to load the kiln and have everything be fired out in time for the show today. So I met my goal of having 50 pieces. I wanted 50 pieces for this little 4-hour table show. 50 might seem overkill, but it's a decent amount where you have extra and you don't need to worry a whole lot. And it makes for a nice display if you sell a few pieces, which is our goal when we go to the show. My goal is to always sell one pot, as we talked before, because if you have the goal of one pot, you put in the effort to create and have that one pot survive. And that's an achievement itself. And a lot of times we may take our making for granted, and we may take our customers for granted. So the goal today is selling one pot and having one pot with the rest being a bonus that puts things in a different perspective for how I see I want the pottery to run. So, and that involves customer interaction and customer relationships, right? So, my goal for the pottery is to also build the idea of community. And to do that, I have a lot of local shows here, and I have been blessed with the local businesses allowing me to participate as a potter on with them, on with their tours. So it makes it kind of nice. There's like 3 tours a year that I'm with business groups, and the winery is in on it, the orchard, and a whole bunch of different things. What I'm doing now is packing up really quickly. This goes quite fast. I'm putting the pots in an apple crate. And the apple crate are from the orchard up the road. The very lady who invited me to join her business tour and selling tour on the pumpkin trail runs an orchard. And up there, she had these crates for sale. and they work great. So what I do is I wad up paper and I do nest packing, and it goes pretty fast, and you can stack pots inside one another and then just pull them out and set them on the shelf. So that makes it nice, because you're not unwrapping 100 things. So I do wads of paper, and then I nest them in, and then I put a sheet of paper over a layer just so they don't bump, and then I pack them up. So anyways, continuing on, I got up this morning early, and I opened the kiln, and I was a little bit disappointed at what I found, because I need to get out of raw firing. The reason why I went to raw firing was to save money on gas and to only do a single fire. But I use dipping glazes, and I need to learn the process of single fire better before I can do mass quantities of pots in using the single fire format. So the kiln fired at temperature. I didn't have a problem with that, but I had a lot of handling damage. And I'm thinking I'm not waiting long enough between glazing the insides or the outsides. And also, I would need to possibly glaze the pots when they're at the leather hard stage and not at bone dry stage. And so that has been a real problem, because some of those came out with micro cracks. But I did get enough for the sale today, so I'm pretty happy with that. I got some mugs out, and the kiln made temperature. It was raining when I loaded. I had to put a tarp over the kiln before I turned it on to load. And then once I got it loaded, I took the tarp off and just started with a 2-hour warm-up. So today, I mainly have quite a few shave bowls, and I have quite a few mugs to put out, so that's kind of nice. I wanted some larger pieces, but I didn't get time to make them, because they take more time and more effort, and so those just did not get done. But I'm meeting Jill, the boat lady, and she's going to be there selling soaps. And my other friend Jennifer is going to be there. My friend Jennifer does paper mache, animals, and all kinds of things. It's pretty amazing. And she puts a lot of work into them. She's working on a life-size Bigfoot right now. And I'll post a link to her page. So everything that I use here on customer relationships and building community is from that. Like, I just realized that I was talking about my packing crates. They came from, you know, the orchard up the road, as I said. And here, this paper that I'm using to nest these bowls are from the local Rocket and Connie's Market. You know, Connie's Market is just like a private market, like right up the road. And it's not like a chain store, so that's kind of cool. And sometimes I will use the local paper. I'll use the local paper to wrap pots in to send them out. And some of the things that they put in the local paper, like the comedy section, is really funny. They have this one section called Jester Hill. It's really funny. And then they have this other section, Just Ask Alice. So that's really funny, where it's a funny advice column. And, so people enjoy getting those in with their pots that I send out. So it, so the whole thing is customer relationship and how you put yourself in the community and how you interact with the community. So I could do better. There's a lot of things that I would change and I'm trying to improve on. For the most part, it's going pretty well. I almost have one more crate done. And so now I'm just gonna place some cups and candles the long way. So I have a few candles inside here, and they will just lay right on top. So I won't need to wrap these with anything special. So as long as they're separated by at least one sheet of paper, it goes pretty well. And I usually like to keep them under the edge of the crate. Okay, so I will get back to you when we are setting up the table, and maybe I'll talk to Jill and Jennifer when they get set up, and we'll pick their brain on how they interact with customers. So this show is a direct marketing show, and I mostly do permission-based marketing and story-based marketing. So this kind of show is a little bit different. Jill is very good at direct marketing. This show, people walk by and you need to interrupt their day to find out if they like pots or not, or if they like your product or not. I'm not used to doing that because everybody that comes here already knows about the pots, and I don't need to talk about the pots when they get here. But there, I need to interact a whole lot more, and it's quite a change. And if I stand there and smile, I'm going to have a real bad time, and I'm probably not going to sell anything. So I need to remind myself today to keep going. But I'll check back in, and I'll let you know how things go. So what time did you have to get up this morning, Jill?
I got up, it was like 5:45, we ran out and did chores, I was inside, yeah. It was pretty quick.
Yeah, I got up at 4, I went down, I put my hand on the kiln
to see
if the lid was, because it went down at like 2.
Got it.
So I was
so
like,
you were pulling stuff this morning.
I am so happy, like I could, like the lid wasn't hot.
Yes.
So then I opened up the vent hole and I was like, oh, thank goodness. So then I went back inside, I made coffee, ate breakfast, and then I packed up all the pots, and things went pretty smooth. I was pretty proud of myself. Like, I thought I'd be late and, you know, like, have to wait for the kiln to cool, but...
It takes me like an hour.
Well, look at
me,
I'm all set up. It's...
I figure an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah.
What?
An hour and a half?
Yeah. Right, it's usually around 15, but I plan an hour and a half in case...
Hold this card for me for 1 second.
Thank you.
Are we
going to
bring it down to your...
No, actually, I can take it out there. I'll be right there.
Yeah,
thank
sure.
you. I got my blue one there if anybody wants to borrow it. And I'll just put it in the back when I'm kind of like set up.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, I make a few sales today. Like outside of the one pot, that's my goal. Because like showing up and selling like one thing that you make is pretty amazing to me. Because you put in all the effort to do it. You know, and just
gratitude.
Being here like setting up is something.
Gratitude.
Yeah.
What a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, right. So I wanted to come on and talk about customer relationships. And we're taking a break from selling. And I wanted to put this section here without background noise, so that you could hear what I was saying, because some people listening may be confused by what was going on and may not fully understand or be able to hear clearly. So this section, under customer relationships, is about customer acquisition, customer retention, and upselling or bundling or boosting sales. And so companies and makers like us use different tactics to do this. And for us, we use basically personal assistance. So we may be on site selling, and we may be using a variety of methods to do that. We may be using story-based marketing or direct marketing and others. Some of us may have websites where we post products to sell, which would be more of a self-service for customers, and automated service, which customers can check out themselves, or what I do here is build community. And also, maybe even collaborations, especially with new products that are coming out. So I have a few people. These are not influencers. These are different than influencers. These may be product testers. So if I make a new dish or a new mug type, I may make 5 of them, send them to some my favorite customers, and they may use them and give me feedback. And I'll make changes based on what they might tell me. So you get that kind of feedback on the co-creation of the customer relationship. So the way I like to run things is the customer relationship starts by you building trust with the customer and through a variety of different ways. For me, I use storytelling and my personality and humor, and also showing with live feeds on social media and demonstrations how pots are made. And I bring them through the process with me if I can, as a part of building trust in that customer relationship. And building trust is huge. And the more they see you, the more they're familiar with you, the more they show up, the way I do things and others, the more trust is built. And since they trust you, since they've seen you make pods, since they've seen the kiln openings, they're more than likely to buy what you like if they see something they enjoy. So that's one way of doing it. Another is direct sales, where you apply to shows, you may show up, and you sell to the people that are there. And you may be able to have a large enough community where people come find you at these places eventually. So a lot of times, it's important to get out there and try to do things with the public. Other times, maybe not. Maybe it's more automated, where you just have a website and you don't want to deal with the public. And you may hire a representative to go and do that for you. And that's been done. You might not care about building community, right? But everybody does things differently when working customer relationships. So some may even dedicate personal assistance to certain clients or certain buyers. Kind of like if you worked through the gallery, you would have the gallery represent you to the big buyers or collectors who may enjoy your work, want more of it, and give that feedback to you. So that kind of shields you from the public. So there are some go-betweens for makers like us on the customer relationship. So in this episode, I'm going to play a segment of us selling. Me and my friend Jill, we were at a show today And you heard me packing earlier. We get to the show. We set up. And Jill is amazing at doing direct sales. And I try to tell stories to customers because I'm not good at direct sales. And when they usually come here at my place physically, they're already looking for the pots. They already know about the pots. And they're already familiar with what they're going to buy. Where we were at the time, I don't know who would like pots or not. So if I seen anybody kind of look at me, I felt like a carny on the midway. I would have to interact with them and try to get them in to maybe tell them about the pots, educate them a little bit about what I do, tell my story about how the pots were made and about the work and how I put the designs on and a whole host of things if they seem interested. But at first, I usually try to, as a technique, start out with building trust by saying, you know, talking about the weather, something they're wearing, and there's a whole bunch of different techniques that you can use to build trust with your customer even before you start talking about pots. Because a lot of times it can feel pushy and salesy. Some people are more introverted. They want to be by themselves. They don't want to be jumped on by a sales rep. So you can hear in this recording that I captured a little bit of Jill just saying, hey, feel free to look around. If you have any questions, just let me know. And then she'll go back to doing whatever she was doing, not ignoring them, but at the same time, allowing them to look around without feeling like they're being jumped on and bothered. And a lot of times that can happen a whole lot where you can be too helpful, right? So you have to feel out the relationship with the customer as they're coming through. So today went pretty well. And here is a section of us selling. And I hope you enjoy that. And we had a fun day. At least it's inside, it's not raining.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these are done on a foot-powered treadle wheel that I got from Central New York, and I really like using it because it looks more handmade and not... I used to be all electric, but I went foot-powered.
Oh, okay.
A little bit longer, but ends up with a nice look to the pots. Yeah, I messed up a bunch of mugs for my spring show, and I just grabbed these signs out of the shop because I didn't get time to print. Because you know, like, when you're, like, at the last minute when you're going to, you know, print out your high school report and you waited to the last minute and the green never works?
Yeah.
That's what happened today. So, the ugly mugs, I overfired a shelf of 18 in the gas can because on the top it gets a little bit hotter.
Yeah.
And I was watching Project Runway with my wife while the kiln was firing. And she's like, when was the last time you checked the kiln? Because I checked it on commercial grades.
Oh.
And I went down and checked, and the cone dropped faster than I expected. And so I went online and I was like, hey, these are safe to use. They just look ugly. And the peep said, well, we'll take them. And I was like, all right. Because they all believe, like, every mug deserves a chance. You know? So. It wasn't, the clay started floating a little bit, so there was like some bubbles, but it was safe to use, but they just, yeah. they look ugly. There is such a thing as an ugly mug, so.
I guess.
Yeah. But you wouldn't know it for some people, like they, you know. Yeah, so that's my story. I have a hard time out there sometimes, paying attention.
It happens. It definitely happens.
Yeah, it's a wonder I get anything out at all.
Well, all of these are beautiful.
Thank you.
You can take one of your arms.
Thanks. Yeah, we have shows out there in collaboration with other local businesses.
Okay.
So if you had a good weekend on my website, usually in the fall, in October, we have the Pumpkin Trail and the wineries on with that, with Hidden Creek and people like that. So yeah, it's like a whole weekend. You can bring your friends and do a tour and get drunk. Yes. Tagging along, and in short, customer relationships are just mainly about building trust, and customer relationships deeply influence the customer experience by the different types of techniques that you might use on your customer segment to get them to purchase your product and enjoy it, right? So it's not only about getting them to purchase the product, it's about how they experience your work and how they use your work, what stories do they tell themselves about your work when they use it, and also what stories do they tell about you to their friends, right, when they use it. Hey, I know this really nice potter. She makes some really nice work. You gotta see her glazes. They're amazing. So hopefully you enjoyed that, and thanks for tagging along and helping me out today. I hope you enjoyed the live event, and I hope that you find value in going through this business model canvas segments. So take care, friends, and remember to do good work and happy potting.